Maeva, you'll be the MC of an evening at the Adelaide French Festival called La Soirée Cliché. It's this Saturday. Tell me about it.
Well, it is the most fabulous combination of everything that is French and delicious and chic as well. It's food, it's beautiful wine. We start with Paul Roger. There's a range of extraordinary classic French food for people to share, French wines, French music in a beautiful band called Baby et Loulou, who sing in French. There's someone actually painting, doing body art as part of the amazing dinner. So I think there's well over 200 people coming. And, you know, if you're French, you'll get prickles up the back of your neck because you'll be so proud to be French. And if you're Australian or from somewhere else, we all want the opportunity to connect with France. There's something that speaks to us about all things French.
Can you tell me more about the food, the menu? Do you know what it is already?
I do. I mean, look, they're going for the classics. So there's a beautiful duck pâté, there's crepes. There's an interesting, I was talking to the chef earlier today, he's combined escargot and brioche. And I'm really interested to see how these two come together as something delicious and unusual, combining two great French things. This is a chef, Fabien Strait, who is the executive chef at Cliché Restaurant. So they're doing the food for the night, followed by, of course, coffee de canard, and fantastic beef cheeks. There's some ratatouille involved as well, and a gorgeous apple and frangipane tart. So it's just one beautiful course after another. And I love, just the logistics of behind the scenes, Audrey. There's 60 kilos of beef cheeks slowly being cooked down at the moment. You know, hundreds of duck legs. French cooking smells permeating Adelaide as people start to prepare for this fantastic night.
Yes, pretty impressive. I did, I think, 5 kilos of beef cheeks for Christmas, and I thought I had a lot, but 60 kilos, that's impressive.
And actually, they're a beautiful, luscious meat to eat, aren't they? He's serving it with lardon and baby onions and a mushroom sauce. Like, oh, so, so delicious.
I wish I was in Adelaide this weekend. What did you accept to, obviously the food sounds delicious. What did you accept to MC the evening? I think you're a big fan of French cuisine.
I love everything French, and I was lucky enough to have, I guess, a French year of filming French Food Safari with Guillaume Brahimi and spend time in France with him as well. In November, which a lot of your listeners will go, oh my God, you know, there's very little that ripens at that time of year. So we spend a lot of time in bakeries and exploring cheese and charcuterie and, of course, beautiful restaurants. But and it's funny, actually, filming beautiful food. So we're filming Alain Ducasse at the Plaza Athénée, and, it looks, the food is exquisite, and it goes up, and our cameraman follows it up. We are not sitting at those fancy tables. We're downstairs, and actually there's a little room off the beautiful kitchen there where we ate some of what was being served upstairs with a glass of champagne. So that was exceptional, really lovely. So, yes, I love French food, and I love French home food. I love the way that French children grow up learning the seasons of particular ingredients, anything from artichokes and asparagus to seafood, that you know that things roll out seasonally and you actually shop for the best. So from an early age, you know that a baguette that's 2 hours out of the oven is probably, you know, you want something fresher than that. We in Australia have a lot to learn, I think. So I've loved my French journey and being in so many French kitchens, both restaurants and home kitchens.
You mentioned your TV show Food Safari. The latest season just finished airing on SBS. This time you were not in a different country. There was a theme. Last season was fire and the latest season was earth.
We're exploring the many different permutations of food through different cuisines. So yes, we have done fire, earth, and we're now working on water, which will be coming out later this year on SBS. So it's a big seafood show. But earth was so magnificent because I think we're learning to appreciate that vegetables are not a side dish. They are something that is the basis of so many cuisines and can be so delicious. It's just learning techniques from people that cook great vegetables using herbs, using spices, but really honing in on how to get the best flavour. And that has been a fascinating, fascinating series.
And have you started shooting already the next season, the water?
We have. We filmed the two together. So I'm just in our little production office editing some of those pictures and getting so hungry. You have no idea how hard it is making food TV. So we go out, we film these beautiful recipes, we come back and we put them together. And, you know, sandwiches at lunchtime don't just cut it. You need to have that beautiful prawn mie or that gorgeous rouge en papillote that we filmed, you know. So there are joys and I'm continually hungry, really. That's basically my role in life. But I've been lucky enough to satisfy my cravings through a lot of the work I do.
Do you have anything else coming up planned for this year?
Well, this year there'll be a book of the Earth and Water series, which will be fantastic because I think people love recipe books. I love recipe books. And I was actually just looking at the French Food Safari book before speaking with you, and just turning the pages and seeing the food is so lovely. But I also do food tours as well when I'm not filming. So I'm taking a group to Vietnam, I'm taking a group to Sardinia and Corsica, to Turkey, to various spots in Australia as well, to Byron Bay, a week in Byron Bay, visiting some of the producers there and great restaurants, and also in the Victorian High Country. There are so many Italian families that went to settle there and brought beautiful food, regional food with them, and now grow great wine. So really it's just tapping into people that we've met and filmed and then said, hey, how do you feel like doing like Food Safari Live? And they usually say yes. So I'm always having a food adventure one way or the other. And there are also walking tours and bus tours in Sydney and in Melbourne. So there's enough to keep me busy and enough to explore. I think Australia is, I know France is such a fantastic repository of amazing food, but I think Australia is evolving as new cuisines come to our shores and we learn new recipes.
Oh, definitely. I feel very lucky to be in Melbourne in Australia, and there's so much good food.
Indeed. Melbourne has so much to offer, and I love the market scene there is so good too, that you can actually do what you would do in the French-speaking part of the world and shop for great ingredients every day almost.
To finish, maybe, is there anything that you're excited about to eat this year?
I have to say, I'm so looking forward to this coming weekend. There's a beautiful picnic called For Frenchie So Chic on the Friday evening. Then this fantastic dinner on the Saturday night of just one great course after another. And so that'll be great. But I'm also looking forward to exploring some new destinations for my food safari tours, my gourmet safari. So, yes. There's always new tastes on the horizon, which is what keeps life interesting, I think.
It does. Thank you so much, Maeve.
Thank you so much, Audrey. All the best.